Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
513 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. It is a beauty of an afternoon. Thank you so much for having us on today. We do appreciate that. Let's go ahead and look at three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
Mayor Reeves has confirmed that the bids for the reimagined Palafox Street project have surpassed the allocated $9 million budget. The city will need to secure an additional minimum of $240,000 to advance the initiative. The project includes enhancements to Palafox Street, spanning from Garden to Main Street. If the necessary funding is obtained, city officials want to start that construction project the first week of January.
Number two.
The trial of former Gulf Breeze plastic surgeon Dr. Ben Brown is scheduled for May 4th. Brown was arrested in June of 2024 and charged with manslaughter related to the 2023 death of his wife. Hillary Brown experienced cardiac arrest while undergoing several procedures performed by her husband at his office in the Tiger Point area of Gulf Breeze.
Number three.
Changes have come to the 9 Mile road corridor. The former Navy OLF-8 landing site, located on 9 Mile Road, has been rebranded as Outlying Fields. Tri-W developers are currently engaged in the due diligence process, assessing and gathering property data. The proposed ban involves dividing the project into five districts, which will include a central town hub.
All righty, with us knocking on the door of 514, and with it already being a pretty eventful afternoon so far on the roads, we'll go ahead and get a bit of an earlier start than usual on our roads and weather. Let's see, got some backups on I-10 traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. Also got some busyness on 9 Mile Road if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, and at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. Also got some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Got some issues on Scenic Highway. If you are passing Olive Road, or at least trying to, on your way to Davis Highway, we do have some backups there because of an accident reported last hour. Speaking of which, Davis, right as it's fixing to merge with Scenic in front of UWF's main entrance, we've got some congestion developing in that area. Outside of that, we've got some backups on Navarre Parkway just a little bit if you are traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Now, as for the weather, sitting at around 82 degrees, low of 65 tonight. Going to be sunny, mostly clear for the next couple days heading into your weekend. We don't have any rainfall chances coming in until late Saturday night. Tomorrow's high currently sitting at around 86 degrees.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
We're seeing some big passenger numbers for the last fiscal year at Pensacola International. Local leaders there today to break ground on a new terminal building. Here's Mayor Reeves.
We got to turn in dirt, and we got to get five new gates that'll give us better nonstop options, larger flights, larger aircraft coming in. So today really begins the start of an even easier process for our residents and our visitors to come here, and also such a huge step for economic development to say, hey, you can live here any time you want, anywhere you want. You work remote, we can get you back where you need to go.
Okay, new terminal expected to take several years to complete. Mayor Reeves speculated that it could be operational by the fall of 2027.
All right, and we're just one day away from this year's Pensacola Interstate Fair. The two-week event begins Thursday with Dollar Day. Admission and rides will be only a dollar all day. Our sister station, Cat Country 98.7, also holding their big lip-sync battle at 7 p.m., and they've got obnoxiously large trophies being awarded to the winners of that. Admission, $14 for the rest of the 2 weeks, but Super Saver tickets are available at half price through today.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Florida Congressman Corey Mills is hit with a restraining order, and Fox's Lily Wu is all over the story for us.
A judge has granted a restraining order against Representative Corey Mills of Florida until January after accusations by an ex-girlfriend, reigning Miss America Lindsay Langston, who said he harassed and threatened her after their breakup earlier this year, filed the emergency petition for injunction in August after separately telling law enforcement in July that Mills had threatened to release explicit photos and videos of her and to harm any other men she may date. Mills, who among other restrictions is barred from being being within 500 feet of Langston, had testified he'd never intended to send intimate images of Langston to other people and that he no longer possesses them. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Ashley Moody wants details on what she calls an unprecedented collection of records and information on lawmakers. Senator Moody announced yesterday she and other Republicans want records relating to the FBI's efforts to secretly obtain phone data from members of Congress. The data was part of the FBI's Arctic Frost investigation under President Biden. In a joint statement, GOP lawmakers say the Biden administration's blatant weaponization of the federal government should shock every American.
More than half of the Florida House, including House Speaker Daniel Perez, has endorsed U.S. Representative Byron Donalds for governor. Donalds' campaign reported 63 state representatives has expressed their support for him. Approximately 75% of the Republican caucus in the House now backs Donalds, who currently faces former House Speaker Paul Rainier.
And a Marion County teen is facing charges after allegedly faking his own abduction and triggering an Amber Alert. You may remember us telling you about that a few weeks back. Deputies say the 17-year-old staged a shooting, damaged his phone, and fled on a bicycle with camping gear. He was later found in Williston with a handgun and self-inflicted gunshot wound to the leg. He's now charged with presenting false evidence, shooting into a conveyance, making a false report, and illegal possession of a firearm.
Dozens of Florida school districts being targeted by bomb threats. Lily Wu has more on it.
The FBI is investigating after more than 40 school districts in Central Florida receive bomb threat emails. The threats sent Tuesday night to school superintendents alleged there were bombs in schools and demanded payment in Bitcoin. Officials in Brevard County, among the targeted counties, saying these threats are not considered credible and appear to be part of a hoax intended to solicit money. They made no changes to the school day and said there was no indication of danger to their students or campuses. Officials in Sumter County, where schools also received the emails, have, out of an abundance of caution, increased law enforcement presence on campuses. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Speaking of schools, Broward County Public Schools has amended its cell phone policy to now let high schoolers use their devices during lunch, effective immediately. The cell phone ban remains in place in elementary and middle schools, though, per state law. The parameters of cell phone usage in schools have been an increasingly pressing issue throughout the entire Sunshine State in recent memory.
A Texas couple facing child neglect charges in Walton County after allegedly leaving their six-month-old baby alone on Miramar Beach for nearly an hour. Matt Murphy has the details on News Radio 92.3.
Deputies in Walton County, Florida, responded to Miramar Beach after reports of an unattended infant under a tent. Witnesses said the parents had walked away with three other children, leaving the baby behind. Good Samaritans cared for the child and alerted authorities. When the parents returned, police say they admitted they left the baby for a nap and claimed they lost track of time. The child was evaluated and found to be in stable condition. Brian and Sarah Wilkes of Houston were arrested and later released on bond. The Department of Children and Families took custody of all four children, and the case remains under investigation. Matt Murphy, Fox News.
520 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. When we return in just a few minutes, we'll get another quick check of your roads and weather for you. Roads are looking pretty eventful out there, so please be sure to stay safe while you're on them. We'll also get some hard-hitting national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Some people believe that Jesus came into the world primarily for social reasons. They believe he came to feed the poor or heal the sick. The truth is, the primary reason Jesus came into the world was not social at all, but it was spiritual. Luke 19:10 explains that Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. Mark 10:45 says that he came to give his life a ransom for many. Spiritually speaking, we all have a serious sin problem, and God gave his only begotten Son to die in your place and in mine to make atonement for our sin. Jesus came as a medicinal healing balm for a sin-sick people. I urge you to admit that you're a sinner and call upon Christ to save you.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan, and I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Tired of your roof playing peekaboo with the rain? Call Quality Roofing. They fix leaks faster than your neighbor borrows your lawnmower.
Thanks, neighbor.
Whether it's storm damage or shingles gone wild, their expert team handles it all, no duct tape required. With top quality materials and service so good, even your mother-in-law will approve, especially their lifetime workman warranty. Don't wait for your ceiling to start drip-dropping. Call Quality Roofing Solutions. Quality Roofing Solutions, because your house deserves a hat that actually fits.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community.
This week, we'll talk all things Beach-a-ween for Friday, plus the Pensacola Interstate Fair and some good news from the Condé Nast Traveler's Guide.
Tomorrow at 10, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Much too easily. Jim says some destinies should not be delivered.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
But you and I see now, baby, that's still there.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
523, News Radio 92.3. The ongoing government shutdown is delaying the Social Security cost of living adjustment. This is for over 70 million Americans. Ted Linder has more.
Originally due this week, the announcement is now expected October 24th. The delay tied to the unreleased Consumer Price Index is making it harder for retirees to plan their finances. Advocates warn the projected 2.7% increase won't keep pace with rising costs. Some lawmakers are pushing to change how the numbers are calculated, factoring in expenses like health care. New benefit amounts will be shared in December, with changes taking effect January 1st. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
All right, it is 524, News Radio 92.3. Stocks, really a mixed day today. Let me throw it over to Hillary Barsky. She has the numbers.
Stocks ending mixed as investors focus on the latest batch of mostly upbeat earnings reports while monitoring trade tensions between the U.S. and China. Big banks continue to deliver robust earnings. Shares of Bank of America rose over 4% after posting a 23% jump in profit, becoming the latest major U.S. bank to benefit from the summer's mega deals on Wall Street. Morgan Stanley saw its profit surge 45% in what its CEO touted as an outstanding quarter. The Dow winners, Caterpillar, J.P. Morgan Chase and IBM, the Dow decliners, Travelers, Honeywell, and Goldman Sachs. The Dow down 17 points, the Nasdaq higher by 148, S&P 500 up 27. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
525, News Radio 92.3, Austin Price. In, taking a look at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon. A
lot be going on the roads from what I've seen so far this afternoon. We still got some backups on Highway 90 where Chemuckla Highway meets Florida Town Road. We've got some congestion going both ways there. Also, we've had some backups on Scenic Highway as you're approaching the merger with Davis Highway, turning into Highway 90 heading towards Pace. Luckily, that congestion is starting to break up. But in that same area, Davis Highway, right as you're merging with Scenic in front of UWF's main entrance, we still got some backups over there. Also got a busy intersection at Palafox Street and Burgess Road, and some congestion on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Those are your worst looking spots right now. As for your weather, 82 degrees, low of 65. It's a beautiful day out there. Going to be beautiful for the rest of your work week. May have some slight rainfall chances that start to come in late on your Saturday night, but tomorrow the high sitting at around 86.
Despite a government shutdown, the federal tax extension deadline is still alive and well today.
Regardless of the shutdown, the tax man is still on the job, and taxpayers who ask for an extension by the April 15th tax filing due date will have until today to file without penalties. Although the IRS confirmed over 34,000 employees, which is nearly half of its staff, were furloughed on October the 8th, the agency's shutdown contingency plan keeps some customer service agents at work. Around 19.8 million Americans requested extensions this year, according to an IRS report. If you miss today's filing date, the IRS will charge 5% of the amount due for each month or part of the month that is late, up to a maximum of 25%. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Temporary restraining orders blocking the deployment of National Guard troops to Portland are being extended. A federal judge issued the ruling Wednesday as the two orders were set to expire this week. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals is considering a stay from the federal government that could allow the troops to be deployed.
Well, a federal judge is signaling an order blocking federal workers from being terminated during the government shutdown. Boy, minute by minute, things do change. Here's Jared Halpern.
District Court Judge Susan Ilston is granting a temporary restraining order, putting on hold for now layoff notices to thousands of federal workers. At a hearing in San Francisco, the judge said evidence suggests the Trump administration is taking advantage of the lapse in government spending to assume all bets are off and that laws don't apply to them, calling the actions arbitrary and capricious. More than 4,000 government workers have already received reduction in force notices. The White House budget director says as many as 10,000 could be laid off and entire agencies closed. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Two teens are being sentenced to probation for their role in an August attack on a former Department of Government Efficiency staffer. The 15-year-old boy and girl duo were reportedly sentenced to 12 months and 9 months of probation, respectively, in a Washington, D.C. juvenile court. 19-year-old Edward Korestein was the victim of the attack, and he worked as an engineer at Doge from January until June. The judge instructed the teens, who are from Hyattsville, Maryland, to not contact each other or spend any time in D.C. outside of school, job, or family responsibilities.
If I remember that story, they really messed that Doge officer up. I mean, really bad. I am so... Well, another slap on the wrist, I guess. There is a demand for a former Biden administration prosecutor, we're talking about Jack Smith, of course, to testify. Ryan Smeltz has that story.
In a letter first obtained by Fox News Digital, House Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan wants to schedule an interview with Jack Smith over what Jordan alleges were partisan and politically motivated prosecutions of President Trump. Smith was the special counsel during the Biden administration who brought criminal charges against President Trump in the 2020 election and classified documents cases. Congressional Republicans have been sounding the alarm over the recent revelation that Smith allegedly subpoenaed phone records of GOP lawmakers. A representative for Smith had no comment. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Well, another legal story I want to pass along to you. A judge dismissed a lawsuit today by young climate activists against President Trump's energy policies. Karma Roberts has the story on News Radio 92.3.
A federal judge in Montana throws out a lawsuit by youth activists challenging President Trump's pro-fossil fuel policies, citing lack of jurisdiction. The activists, including young people who won a landmark climate trial against the state of Montana, sued in federal court claiming the president's orders would worsen global warming, violating their constitutional rights. The judge said the plaintiffs had shown overwhelming evidence of their claims, but that the request was unworkable and should be addressed by lawmakers, not the courts. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Don't forget Northview High School's Fellowship of Christian Athletes, the Fields of Faith event. Tonight, Tommy Weaver Stadium gets underway at 6 p.m. It's a free event. Take it in. It's a great Christian initiative. It really is. Sports coming up in less than five on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. President Trump's warning Hamas that if it doesn't keep its end of the bargain in a peace agreement with Israel, there will be consequences.
We want the weapons to be given up, sacrificed, and they've agreed to do it. Now they have to do it, and if they don't do it, we'll do it.
The Iranian-backed terror group released its 20 remaining living hostages to Israel in exchange for Palestinian prisoners. We're 2 weeks into a government shutdown. The president is making plans to cut Democrat-backed programs. He says they're not essential and have a list by Friday. Republican Representative Jim Jordan on Fox Business says voters recognize the need for the Office of Management and Budget to cut spending.
I think the country understands that when you got a $37 trillion debt and the Democrats won't open up the government, the head of OMB and the Trump administration got to do what they got to do. And that's what this is. And as you said, coupled with DOGE, this is all about saving the taxpayers' money and actually making our government more efficient.
America's listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. For the Penn State job, we've seen the speculation from Kurt Cignetti and Matt Rhule to Kenny Dillingham, Brent Key, Manny Diaz, and Eli Drinkwitz. Now the betting favorite is Joe Brady. Brady was instrumental in Ed Orgeron's national championship staff at LSU, and the last few years has been with Josh Allen. Bills owner Terry Pegula is also a massive Penn State booster. Is Brady a possibility for Penn State? Sure, but why not take a head coaching job in the NFL instead? I'm Zach Gelb.
Must qualify for enrollment. Results may vary.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-583-5795.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-583-5795. That's 800-583-5795.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. Did you know that Florida recently passed a major tort reform package? The legislature reduced Florida's general injury statute of limitations from 4 years to 2 years. They limited attorney's fees and homeowners' lawsuits, which could adversely affect homeowners. For any injury claim, call me, Terrence A. Gross, at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
Every child deserves love.
Lakeview Center is looking for families ready to open their hearts and homes to children in foster care.
As a foster parent with Lakeview Center, Northwest Florida's leader in behavioral health, you'll have expert support from their specialized team every step of the way.
Be the difference maker in a child's life. Start your foster care journey today
at elakeviewcenter.org/foster.
That's elakeviewcenter.org/foster.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked quite a bit about the awarding of the Presidential Medal of Freedom by President Trump to Charlie Kirk posthumously and the amazing comments made by his widow, Erica, in that ceremony. The very interesting letter on immigration and immigration policy issued by Bishop William Walk of the diocese locally, read the letter in its entirety on the air and talked about its significance. And we talked with Mayor D.C. Reeves. You can listen to all of these podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Want to score tickets to see Florida State games in Tallahassee? Download our News Radio Pensacola app. Then tap that app for your chance to win tickets to FSU home games Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Each day you enter brings you one step closer to being in the stands. The winner will be announced live at 5:15 p.m. on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Download, then tap that app. The News Radio Pensacola app. And get ready to be in the stands for game day with News Radio 92.3.
The news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories.
Number one.
Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves has confirmed that the bids for the reimagined Palafox Street project have surpassed the allocated $9 million budget. The city will need to secure an additional minimum of $240,000 to advance the initiative. The project includes enhancements to Palafox Street spanning from Garden to Main Streets. If the necessary funding is obtained, city officials want to start construction in the first week of January.
Number two.
The trial of former Gulf Breeze plastic surgeon Ben Brown is scheduled for May 4th. Brown was arrested in June 2024 and charged with manslaughter relating to the 2023 death of his wife. Hillary Brown experienced cardiac arrest while undergoing several procedures that was performed by her husband at his office in the Tiger Point area of Gulf Breeze.
Number three.
The former Navy OLF-8 landing site located on Nine Mile Road has been rebranded as Outlying Fields. Tri-W developers are currently engaged in the due diligence process assessing and gathering property data. The proposed plan involves dividing the project into five distinct districts, which will include a central town hub.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
A lot of excitement at the International Airport today. Work is beginning now on the new terminal at the airport. Local leaders were there for that groundbreaking. Happened earlier this morning. Airport Executive Director Matt Coughlin's in.
It's a great day to celebrate our path moving forward. And with the new terminal and modernization program here at the airport, it's going to be a huge project, a game changer for the community. And we're just glad to be here to afford people the choice in their travel options around this country and around the world. And this is a great day for it.
And fire crews responded to Pine Forest High School for a high life hazard structure fire after visible smoke was reported inside the building. Everyone inside was evacuated as a precaution, and firefighters detected a haze and smoke upon entry. Crews discovered a burned electrical junction box but found no active flames, and luckily, no injuries were reported.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Blake Snell struck out 10 in 8 scoreless innings of work in Game 1 of the NLCS. In Game 2, Yoshi Yamamoto was also incredible. He went the distance, throwing 111 pitches to beat the Brewers 5-1. LA heads back home with a 2-0 series edge over Milwaukee. Dodgers catcher Will Smith behind the plate for both gems.
It's been incredible. That's probably the two best back-to-back games pitched ever that I've seen. So just glad they're on our side.
All right, Brewers got a home run from leadoff man Jackson Churio on the very first pitch from Yamamoto. Milwaukee managed just 2 hits the rest of the way. ALCS continues tonight in Seattle. The Mariners have a 2-0 lead on the Blue Jays. Shane Bieber gets the call for Toronto as Seattle counters with George Kirby. Elsewhere, Alex Bregman plans to opt out of his contract with the Red Sox. Last offseason, if you recall, didn't find a home until the start of spring training when he agreed to a 3-year deal with Boston, obviously with opt-outs after the first 2 years. Hockey, the Rangers were shut out last night by the Oilers 2-0. New York has played 3 home games so far this season. They've failed to score a goal in any of them. That's an NHL first. Here's head coach Mike Sullivan.
You can't always control whether the puck is in the net or it doesn't, but I think if we just stay with it and we don't get discouraged, we just get determined here, we're going to be okay.
All right, Rangers will have to wait nearly a week for their next home game. They go on the road for games at Toronto and Montreal before returning to host Minnesota next Monday night. News from the NFL, former Jets center Nick Mangold, a 2-time All-Pro, said on social media he's got kidney disease and needs a transplant, type O blood. All right, for more scores, stories, and features, please go to foxsports.com. I'm Jay Berman.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Got a couple of games on the college football schedule for you tonight. Delaware heading to Alabama to take on Jacksonville State. The Gamecocks are 3-3 on the year. The Blue Hens are 3-2. Elsewhere, UTEP will take on Sam Houston, and this one's really good. UTEP, the Miners, they are 1-5. Sam Houston, the Bearcats, 0-6, looking to get their first win on the season. They are one of just 3 remaining winless teams at the FBS level.
Ice Flyers playing 29 home games at the Bay Center this season. As a matter of fact, the season kicks off with opening night Saturday evening. The season features fan favorite theme nights. They'll be starting those on October 25th.
And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, number one in multiple NFL power rankings after Sunday's dominant win over the 49ers. Tampa Bay's defense racked up six sacks and two interceptions in the 30-19 victory. Quarterback Baker Mayfield has, of course, been a statistical success, but he continues to lead a resilient squad in spite of several key injuries. The Bucs now have a real challenge heading to Detroit for a Monday night matchup against the 4-2 Lions.
Okay, here's your high school schedule for the weekend. Friday night's high school game, Central at Vernon, Pace Pine Forest, Tate at Booker T. Washington, South Choctaw Academy at Jay, Bluntstown at Northview, Gulf Breeze at Navarre. This is the Beach Bowl. West Florida at Milton, Pensacola High at St. Michael Catholic of Alabama. Pensacola Catholic has a bye week. What is the ESPN Pensacola 1330 99-1 game of the week?
I believe it is Washington's game.
Okay.
Yes, and lastly here, Jason Kelce responding to recent posts about next year's Super Bowl halftime show. The former NFL player said on Tuesday that there were several fake quotes attributed to him online. The ex-Philadelphia Eagles center told his followers that unless it came directly from him or one of his platforms, the quotes are not real.
Here's today's health news.
Open enrollment for Medicare began today. Dr. Jay Powers has more on the story.
During open enrollment, beneficiaries can make changes to their Medicare plans, including switching between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage. They can also add or drop coverage like Medicare Part D for prescription drugs. The government shutdown should not affect open enrollment because it is covered under mandatory government spending. However, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid has furloughed many of its employees, so people will likely have longer wait times to get questions answered. Medicare open enrollment runs through December 7th. For more information, go to Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
New research shows that certain popular weight loss drugs may be causing inaccurate CT scans. There are reports of unusual patterns of hot spots in CT scans that can hide signs of cancer or make healthy tissues appear to have problems in patients who are on weight loss drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy. Dr. Peter Struhal in the UK says it is becoming increasingly common, but there is no international guidance on the issue. He is now recommending his patients stop taking the weight loss drugs prior to getting a scan.
The world of dogs is a good world. Lisa Brady has more about how dogs could help you be screened for cancer. This is the latest.
This is House Call for Health. We all know it's important to stay on top of regular cancer screenings, but what if we could put it in the paws of experts? Using a beagle's remarkable sense of smell, health startup Spotted Early has created a test for people to get pre-screened for cancer and increase chances of early detection. In Spotted Early's initial clinical trials, they say the dogs detected cancer with 94% accuracy. The pups are picked for the job because their sense of smell is 100,000 times more sensitive than ours. To even be considered, each beagle has to be trained as a sniffer dog already, then go through a rigorous training process. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Protein powders are in the spotlight over possible high lead levels. Consumer Reports says that it analyzed 23 protein powders and shakes and found more than two-thirds had more lead in a single serving than what its experts say is safe to consume in a day. The FDA has no oversight over supplements like protein powders. Consumer Reports asking the FDA to set strict limits.
Big strike on hundreds of medical centers in three states being affected by a strike by thousands of healthcare workers. Here's Tanya Jay.
About 31,000 registered nurses, pharmacists, midwives, and other frontline Kaiser Permanente healthcare workers are on the picket lines demanding better wages and more staffing to keep up with patient demand. Their five-day strike kicked off on Tuesday and affects 500 medical centers and offices in California, Hawaii, and Oregon. They're asking for a 25% wage hike over 4 years, while the California-based healthcare company has countered with 21.5%. Kaiser says health clinics and hospitals will remain open during the strike, with some elective surgeries and procedures being rescheduled. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
5:45, 15 away from 6, News Radio 92.3. Austin Price in. Take a look at the weather and traffic together.
It's typically around this time every afternoon that we start to see a lot of those traffic issues at least slowly but surely dissipate. That looks like what we have this afternoon. We do have some backups still on Gulf Beach Highway that are rather severe if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. But Pine Forest Road isn't looking too bad. Just got a little chunk of congestion there traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. The intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road has also lessened severely. Last major spot, it's looking like it's going to be Highway 90. This is going to be where Chemukla Highway meets Florida Town Road, but also that has lessened. Looking at the weather here, 82 degrees, low of 65 tonight. Going to be be sunny, mostly clear for the rest of your work week. Some slight rainfall chances come in late Saturday heading into your Sunday, but that's all. Tomorrow's high sitting at around 86.
Well, much calmer weather pattern in place for a lot of the U.S. Fox Senior Meteorologist Janice Dean in today with a look at your Fox weather forecast.
A fairly quiet weather pattern has set up across the country before the next storm system ramps up. The risk of heavy rain and flooding has subsided for Southern California after yesterday's deluge. They're still on alert for mudslides and debris flows despite the calmer weather. Showers and thunderstorms will fire up over the Plain States and the Upper Great Lakes through Thursday, while heavy snow is still piling up over the Sierra Nevada region and the Rockies. Some of this energy will travel eastward and bring stronger storms through the weekend for the eastern half of the U.S. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Well, 69 days and counting. Christmas is what I'm talking about. Shoppers bracing for higher prices as we head into the peak holiday shopping season. Here's Lillian Wu.
Most consumers are expecting the economy to weaken in the year ahead, according to a Deloitte survey of some 4,000 people. The number of pessimistic respondents growing to 57% from 30% last year. That's the most negative economic outlook since Deloitte began tracking it in 1997, and even tops results from 2008 during the Great Recession. Average anticipated spending, just under $1,600. That's 10% less than last year on holiday items, which 77% expect will cost more than last year. The group slashing spending the most, Gen Z, those 18 to 28, planning to spend roughly 34% less than last holiday season. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Stocks were higher to mix today on Wall Street as a slew of stronger than anticipated earnings helped undercut worries over growing trade tensions with China. The Dow finished the session off by 17 points, while the S&P 500 and NASDAQ grew slightly. NVIDIA, Microsoft, BlackRock, and Elon Musk's xAI are reportedly part of a consortium of investors that's agreeing to purchase Aligned Data Centers for $40 billion. Aligned operates data centers across North and South America. Apple is announcing new MacBook Pro, iPad Pro, and Vision Pro models that feature an updated M5 chip, allowing them to run faster than before. The new MacBook Pro models start at just under $1,600, and the 11-inch iPad Pro starts at $999. The new devices are available for pre-order and go on sale October 22nd. That's Your Money Now.
Well, a college in Kansas, let's talk about this, is now offering one-of-a-kind program that allows students to earn bachelor degrees in auto restoration. This is a big business. Pretty smart move here. Max Gordon reports from McPherson, Kansas.
We are diving right into auto restoration here at McPherson. 23 different cars that they are currently restoring, some really cool ones. This is a 1930 Franklin, and then over here we've got a 1932 Ford Hot Rod. It's been all chopped up, a really cool program, and we talked to some students all about it.
Coming from high school, you know, you might have one or two friends that kind of like cars, but maybe not quite as obsessed as you. And then you come here and everybody's just like you.
I knew I liked working on cars. I knew I liked working on old cars specifically. And there's no other program like this one. So in my head, this is the only place I could have possibly gone.
McPherson students are learning skills that are very much in demand. According to a study from TechForce, the U.S. will need hundreds of thousands of new automotive technicians over the next several years.
iHeartMedia CEO Bob Pittman says people have more trust in getting their news from radio than they do from social media. We take it as a compliment. Pittman said there's more trust in radio because it's real humans delivering the information. The CEO said even though AI usage is increasing rapidly, most want media that's human created. Pittman added it's hard to tell what's authentic and what's not these days, but that's not the case when it comes to radio.
Okay, one of Detroit's big three automakers commits to a massive multi-billion dollar investment. CJ Papa is on News Radio 92.3.
Stellantis reveals plans to invest $13 billion to grow its business in the United States. The four-year plan will increase the car and truck manufacturing behemoth's domestic manufacturing footprint. It's the largest investment in the company's history and will lead to the introduction of five new vehicles. Plus, it's expected to create more than 5,000 jobs at plants in Illinois, Ohio, Michigan, and Indiana. The next generation Dodge Durango expected to be built in Detroit. The Belvidere, Illinois plant will reopen for production of two new Jeep vehicles. In Kokomo, Indiana, facilities will make an all-new four-cylinder engine. CJ Papa, Fox News.
The greater Los Angeles area has seen a decline in reality television production. A new report from Film LA says that between July and September, there was a 21% drop in overall TV shoot days. The total number of shoot days was 4,380. That's down more than 13% compared to the same period a year ago. The data does not reflect the full impact of California's newly bolstered film and TV tax credits, which were passed in early July.
Big numbers. The Justice Department seizes a record $15 billion in Bitcoin and the largest forfeiture in U.S. history. Gary Baumgarten has more on News Radio 92.3.
Agents targeted the Prince Holding Group in connection with a crypto scam based out of Cambodia, but they are still looking for the 37-year-old ringleader who is charged with running forced labor scam compounds across the country where workers were violently disciplined. Images of beatings included in the unsealed indictment. Prosecutors say the company was a front for one of Asia's largest criminal enterprises. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Knocking on the door of 552 here. We will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes, and when we return, we will give you one last check of the roads and weather this hour, along with some pop culture notes and some more frivolous headlines for you. All that and more coming up right here on News Radio 92.3.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Captain Eric Lawrence was training Afghan soldiers when his truck was hit by an IED.
I sat home alone for months. I didn't want that anymore. I wanted to go back to work. PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
Paralyzed Veterans of America, changing lives, building futures. To learn more, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
The American Revolution, a new documentary from Ken Burns, explores America's founding struggle and its 8-year war for independence. WSRE invites you to a special preview screening on Tuesday, October 21st at 7 p.m. in the Amos Studio. The film will be followed by a conversation with Kathleen Duvall, Pulitzer Prize-winning author of Independence Lost, about the Revolutionary War along the Gulf Coast. Admission is free. Visit WSRE.org to register and learn more.
The Orr House Restaurant celebrates 20 years serving Pensacola great food, drinks, and good times. They've survived a fire, a rebuild, oil spills, recessions, hurricanes, blizzards, even a global pandemic. For over 20 years, they say thank you, Pensacola. Join in this Saturday from 11 till midnight for their customer appreciation extravaganza with live music, face painting, a photo booth, food and drink specials, and great door prize giveaways. This Saturday at the Orr House Restaurant on Bayou Chico, the friendly place with a big deck.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now return you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Five away from six. News Radio 92.3. I like that tune. Good vibe going there. Hope you're having a great afternoon. The ride's going along nicely for you. Thank you so much for having us on. Austin Price in. Looking at that weather and traffic together this afternoon.
Luckily, not too much going on the roads at this time. Maybe some minor backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. But the only severe spot is going to be Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. So that's the main thing we're keeping an eye on for you. Outside of that, and maybe a couple of those minor areas I was talking about, there's not much holding you up. As for your weather, it's 82 degrees, low of 65 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 86, low of 68. And it's going to be beautiful, clear skies tomorrow. And we're going to see that heading into your Saturday, maybe late Saturday night, and definitely bleeding some into your Sunday. We will have some rainfall chances coming into play.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Well, it's been a while since we've heard the phrase, "Let's go, Brandon." As a matter of fact, it was first year Joe Biden was in office, I believe. But a free speech dispute involving the saying on T-shirts playing out in Michigan. Tom Rigotti has the story.
The phrase became an online sensation in 2021, not long after former President Biden took office. NASCAR fans were chanting a vulgar phrase about Biden, but a network TV sports reporter at the time claimed they were chanting, "Let's go, Brandon," and an internet meme was born. The phrase appeared on T-shirts, and two boys in Michigan wore them to Tri-County Middle School in 2022 after getting them for Christmas. School administrators ordered the boys to remove the shirts. Their parents filed suit, claiming the school violated the boys' First Amendment rights. The 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled Tuesday in favor of the school. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
The Black Phone 2, looking to scare up millions at the box office this weekend. The sequel starring Ethan Hawke as a serial killer called The Grabber, looking to make $23 to $29 million in its debut weekend. The first Black Phone debuted with $23 million back in 2021. Meanwhile, Good Fortune starring Keanu Reeves eyeing $6 to $8 million in its first outing.
Afternoon, everybody. News Radio 92.3. United States passport isn't as powerful as it used to be compared to other countries. Here's Chris Foster.
A U.S. passport gets you into 180 countries without a visa, tied for 12th place on the annual Henley Passport Index, the first time in its 20-year history out of the top 10. It was the most powerful a decade ago. Singapore's is now, with visa-free entry to 193 out of 227 destinations worldwide, followed by South Korea and Japan. Afghanistan's is the weakest passport, with access to just 24 countries. Henley's a London-based residency and citizenship consulting firm. Its list of the most open nations has the U.S. in 77th place, allowing visa-free access to people from 46 countries. That lack of reciprocity contributes to some countries making it harder for Americans to get in. Chris Foster, Fox News.
It appears that fans of female rap legend Nicki Minaj will have to keep waiting for her to release a new album. Nicki Minaj took to X on Wednesday to inform fans that she is not going to put the album out anymore, and she even tagged hip-hop mogul Jay-Z in her post. Jay-Z, his Roc Nation label, and executive Desiree Perez have become targets of recent social media rants initiated by Minaj. She simply wrote, quote, "No more music, hope you're happy now," unquote, but she did not provide details on her reasoning for postponing the release of the album.
The band Perry, with original roots over Mobile, now down to one of its original members. Michelle Polino has this report. If I
die young. Reed Perry is leaving the band Perry after 20 years, making his sister Kimberly the group's only remaining original member. He posted the news on Instagram, writing in part that he'll now focus on managing other artists, including The Voice alum Ryan Coleman. Kimberly Perry wished her brother well, writing, "Reed, wishing you the most wonderful successes in your new era. Love you, brother." The band Perry, formed by siblings Kimberly, Reed, and Neil, broke out in 2010 with If I Die Young and went on to win a Grammy for Gentle on My Mind. The group announced a hiatus in 2023 as they each pursued solo projects. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Australia's highest court upholds a ban on Candace Owens enter that country.
Candace Owens, the conservative activist and political commentator, had a speaking tour scheduled in Australia last November, but was refused a visa by Australia's Home Affairs Minister Tony Burke. He says Owens fails the country's so-called character test and would incite discord with what he calls her extremist, controversial, and conspiratorial views. Three high court judges unanimously reject Owens' challenge to the ban and order her to pay the government's court costs. Burke took away the rapper Kanye West's Australian visa in May after the release of his song Heil Hitler. Chris Foster, Fox News.
Northview High School's Fellowship of Christian Athletes doing the Fields of Faith event right now, kicking off at 6 o'clock over at Tommy Weaver Stadium. Of course, Fields of Faith is a national student-led Christian initiative. Coming back in 12, Austin Price, Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.